So the theme for the summer is better together. We've just shared different experiences the past few months, and we believe that when we work together, God can do amazing things in us and through us that we can't explain. Well, the title of the message today is this: Be a Moses. Be a Moses. Now, we all know or have heard about Moses, the Old Testament prophet that was just one of the bigger-than-life individuals. God used him mightily. And I want you to understand this morning, you have the opportunity to be a present-day Moses. You have the opportunity for God to take your life and use you in ways that you never dreamed of or thought about, in the immeasurably more category. So as we think about being a Moses today, our primary texts come from Exodus 3. It's in your notes. It's just verses 7, 8, and 10. And I'd like for us to read them together. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I've come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. In these verses, God is giving Moses an assignment. God has heard the prayers, the cries of his people, and it says he has come down to rescue them. Understand, we need to be rescued. We need to be rescued from sin and from ourselves so that we could be brought into a land flowing with milk and honey. So God says, I've come down to rescue you from the Egyptians. And by the way, Moses, you are the one that I'm going to send to lead the people out of Egypt. I want you to circle the word sending. It means to be directed or to assign a specific task. God picked Moses and gave him a specific assignment unique to him. I want us to understand at the beginning of the message, you are here today, you're listening to a message about Moses, but God has a specific assignment for you. No one is exempt from it. Everyone has the opportunity to serve God, and God wants to show us how he wants to use our life. So Moses was the guy that God used to lead the people, children of Israel, out of Egypt. And I want to tell us, or share with us this morning, what his part of his mission was, because it's also our mission. And it's in your notes. Here's what it says. Our mission is to help people get free of their past so they can live out their God-ordained destiny. Understand that Moses was chosen to lead the people out of Egypt to a better life. So it is with your life in mind, as you think of being a Moses, God will take you to help other people get set free from their past so that they can live the destiny that God has designed for them for their future. So this week, that's our mission. When we go to the fairgrounds in 3 weeks, I want us to understand we are serving pancakes, but there's a bigger picture mission. You know what it is? We're just going to love people. And when the opportunity comes about, we want to share our faith story with them. You know why? They are looking for a way to get free from their past so that they can live a better tomorrow. Everybody on the fairgrounds will have that heart's desire, whether they realize it or not. And we will be a vessel in which, as God leads, we just want to help people Love them, care for them, serve them pancakes. But then if the opportunity arises, we want to share with them a message that will help set them free from their past so that they can live a better future going forward. So as we think about being a Moses, here's what I want to do in the message. I want to share with you five simple thoughts. That if you and I follow this pathway, these steps, you can be a Moses. God will take your life. And he will begin to do things that you've never dreamed possible. That he will take you and he'll create opportunities you never imagined. All because you make yourself available for God to work in you and through you. So, five things. Let's get started. Number one. The first step, the first point of how to be a Moses is this. Understand that Moses went up to Mount Sinai to meet with God. Now, God instructed Moses to come up on top of Mount Sinai. Read with me verses 2 and 3 in your notes. Be ready in the morning and then come up on Mount Sinai. Present yourself to me there. On top of the mountains. No one is to come with you or be seen anywhere on the mountain. Not even the flocks and herds may graze in front of the mountain. Here's the setting. Moses is at the foot or the base of Mount Sinai. And God says to him, come up on top of Mount Sinai. So notice it says that he went up. He went up to meet with God. You and I have to have a Mount Sinai. It may be a favorite chair in your home. Maybe it's in your bedroom. Maybe it's at the kitchen table. Maybe it's at a desk. And it's a time where you go up and you are going to meet with God himself. It's your personal space. Maybe it's when you lie in bed and you're praying and thinking, but you got to have a Mount Sinai. And here's what we do when we go there. We present ourselves to God. God is looking for people who are available. People that will be faithful and steady and present themselves to him. He's just looking for people in that category. You know why? He wants to turn you into a Moses. Where you will become a powerful influence to the friends, your family, and you will be able to speak and do things that God can only do through you. So Moses went up. Step number one, he presented himself to God. Nobody was with him. It was one-on-one. When you and I have the one-on-one time with God, it can be one of the most sacred parts of the day. You do that regularly, daily. The more you present yourself in his presence, let me tell you, that's the first step of becoming a Moses. Now, in James 4:8, here's what he wrote. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. If you want to take hold of a promise, when you take a step toward God, he promises to take a step toward you. It's how it works. And so James says, draw near and God will draw near to you. Now, I've got a few quotes. Here's the first one. Seek God's will in all you do, and he will show you the path to take. You may be here, and you're trying to figure out which path to take. You know what the secret is? Go to the one, go to your Mount Sinai, go to the one that can tell you the best path. We can't figure it out. He can. And so the promise is seek God's will, and he'll show you. Here's a second one. Seeking God first will always put us in the correct position and aim us in the right direction to move into the future God has for us. If you want to move forward with God, you put yourself on Mount Sinai, wherever that's at, for you, your favorite spot, and you're saying, God, here I am. And here's the last quote. If you seek answers, you won't find them, but if you seek God, the answers will find you. So God invites us to seek him, and the answers will follow. So step number one, Moses went up to Mount Sinai. Step number two, God came down. God came down. Read with me verses 5 to 7 in your notes. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, "The Lord, the Lord, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin." Moses went up, God came down. And then this is what happened. God revealed himself to Moses. You want to know more or experience more of who God is? Go to your Mount Sinai, sit there, let God come down, and he'll reveal himself to you. And we find here that he proclaimed his name. In other words, he told Moses who he is, his character. We learn about God in that secret place when we just spend time in his presence. Jeremiah put it this way, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord." So if you're hungry or in need of direction or a decision or something that's very important in your life, you got to go to your Mount Sinai, your secret place. Let God come down and meet you as you read his word, and you will be found, you will find him and meet together with him. Here's a quote. "God reveals himself unfailingly to the thoughtful seeker." In other words, if your heart, my heart, is hungry for him, he will reveal himself. He promises it. It's just a principle of life. God will meet with us. Here's another one. God reveals himself to those who wait for the revelation and who don't try to tear at the hem of a mystery, forcing disclosure. That's kind of a huge statement, but here's what it's saying. When we go into his presence and we wait, God will unfold our future to him. We don't have to try and take it by force. We don't have to somehow, through our own self-effort, make it happen. We just have to let him reveal it to us, and he promises to do that. So number one, to be a Moses, you got to go up. Wherever that place is, your meeting place with God. Number two, allow God to come down and meet with you one-on-one. Point number three. The third thing in this story I want to lift out is this. Moses leaned into God's favor. Moses leaned into God's favor. Read with me verses 8 and 9 in your notes. "Moses bowed to the ground at once and worshiped, 'O Lord, if I have found favor in your eyes,' he said, 'then let the Lord go with us. Although this is a stiff-necked people, forgive our wickedness and our sin, and take us as your inheritance.'" I want you to circle the word favor. You know where the sweetest place in life to live is? In the favor of God. Your life may not be perfect. You may have some big things in the past that you regret or wished you wouldn't have done. We all have those. But when we find the favor of God, understand it's not something we can earn. It's not something that we do of ourselves. It's something we accept. When Jesus died on the cross, in 2 Corinthians 5, it says, God made him, Jesus, who know no sin, to be our sin, that we might become the righteousness of Christ. What does that mean? We just have to accept, through favor, the righteousness of Christ into our life. And here's what happens. We live in a sweet spot. It's called favor. And Moses leans into God's favor because the people he's leading are rebellious and sinful. And he says, God, if I found favor in your eyes, forgive us, help us, go before us. Let me stop here. You got anybody in your family or friends that are perhaps not walking with the Lord, or they're not believers, and they're living a life that just is going in the wrong direction? Here's an insight. Ask God for his favor over them. Maybe you got a husband or a wife or kids, and you're concerned about them. Just pray the favor of God over their lives. There's no more powerful prayer. The favor of God, that he would draw them to his side and open their heart. And so Moses said, God, the only way I can live my life is if I live it from your favor. And so he did that. I've got a couple quotes for you. Here's the first one. The time for God's favor to be manifested in your life has come. Do you realize today, this service, in the next 15 minutes, the favor of God could be so released in your life that you see things in a whole new way? Or the problem you've been dealing with, the struggle in your life, when the favor of God is released, let me tell you, it changes everything going forward. And Moses is in a tough spot. The people have been rebellious. He says, God, I need your favor. Favor can be released in your life in this moment. And maybe today is the day God will do something new for you. Here's another quote. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. I want you to use your imagination. Wherever you go this week, you've got a shield around you of protection. You know what it is? It's the favor of God. He says it's a shield that protects us. It just encircles us. It encompasses our life. And wherever we go, we want to live life within the favor of God being bestowed upon us. Here's another quote. They may not like you, but they can't stop you. God's favor on your life outweighs all opposition. Let me explain that. There may be somebody in your life today that isn't real keen about you. Or maybe they don't like where you're headed in your spiritual journey. There are people that push back on our advancing in the kingdom. That's just a part of life. Could be a close family member, could be a friend. They really don't buy into who we are as a believer. But understand this. If we are living our life the best we can before God in obedience, people may not like us or what we're doing, but that's okay. You know why? They can't stop you. You know why? Because the favor of God outweighs your opposition. I hope there's somebody here today who may be in the middle of a struggle or a battle, and you catch a glimpse that if you are leaning into the favor of God, it outweighs all the opposition against you. Moses knew that. And to be a Moses today, we have to lean into favor. We don't earn it. We can't buy it. We have to receive it and accept it and just walk forward in life in it. So Moses went up to Mount Sinai. God came down. They started to meet. Moses prayed and said, God, I need your favor for what's ahead. Let's go to number four. The fourth thing about being a Moses is this. God spoke to Moses. He spoke to him. Let's read together verses 10 and 11 in your notes. Then the Lord said, I am making a covenant with you. Before all your people, I will do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world. The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you. Obey what I command you today. I will drive out before you the Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. I want you to circle the word said. God spoke to Moses. Now, I have to tell you, and I've shared this before, I've never heard God speak audibly. He spoke to me, I've never had an audible voice. Some people have. But God will communicate to anybody in a way that impresses our mind and our hearts when we read his word. That's how he directs us. So it says that the Lord said, God made a promise with Moses. It's called a covenant. And he said, Moses, I'm going to pledge myself to you that this is what I want to do with your life. I'm going to do things in your life that are going to be do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world. People will see how awesome I am in you. Do you realize that when you go up to your Mount Messiah, God comes down, you listen, you lean into the favor of God. Listen, God will make a pledge or a commitment or a covenant with you. You know what it's going to be? How he wants to use your life. Down deep inside, he knows who you are, and when we give ourselves to him, he will speak a promise into your life. Call it a download from heaven. It's a promise. Maybe it's a promise about being the best mom you can be to your kids. Maybe it's a promise of maybe you're a grandparent, or it could be how he wants to take your musical talent or your organizational ability, whatever it is. And he will speak a promise, a pledge, a covenant into your life as we read his word. That's what he did with Moses. I mean, it's an amazing commitment. God says, I'm going to do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world. That's incredible. He can make the same kind of promise to you. He's just waiting for an open heart. He's waiting for someone young or old, middle-aged, makes no difference of the age, but someone who's available, someone who's consistent. You show up, you're regular, you're faithful. He says, wow, I found somebody. Moses, thank you. And he speaks a promise into his heart. Now, here's a key insight. I've shared this before, but it's in your notes. God speaks to those who take time to listen. In other words, the way we get the promise is when we invest time in his presence and he speaks something into our life. I got four little pictures or quotes I'm going to show you. Here's the first one. I just kind of like this. How much ear time do you give heaven? I want you to think of this past week. How much listening time have you given to the living God who can drop a promise into your life? There's a relationship between our ear time with God and the promises he downloads into our life. It's how it works. But we have to have an ear to the one who can somehow give us an assignment that nobody else can. Here's a quote. Don't let the noise of the world keep you from hearing the voice of the Lord. We live in probably the busiest society, one of them in the world. We're always on the go. Everybody here gets that. We're loaded, we're maxed out, we exhaust ourselves. There's the news on the TV, there's social media, there's our phones, there's commotion. It's just a busy time. You know what happens? The noise of the world cancels out the covenant voice of God, and we don't hear it. But God says, if anybody takes the time, if anybody is willing to spend time on Mount Sinai, the place where he has called you to, he will come down, we lean into his favor, and he'll speak. If we take time to listen. Here's another quote. Find a quiet place and listen to God. Just nothing else. You're by yourself. And listen. And you know what's going to happen? God will speak into your heart a promise, a pledge, a covenant, an agreement. You know what it's going to be? It's how he wants to use your life. You can become a Moses by just allowing him to have that place. And here's the final quote for this one. Listen for God's voice in everything you do and everywhere you go. He's the one that will keep you on track. You may be here this morning, and on the inside of your heart, your spirit, your soul, you don't feel like you're on track. I mean, there have been times in my life where I feel like I'm off. And we all get that. The only one that can get us on track, in sync, where we feel good about life, is when we listen for his voice in everything you do and every place you go. He's the one that keeps us on track. Moses was a guy who spent time listening to stay on track. You and I can be a Moses today, 2023, if we give God listening time and say, God, here's my life. Keep me on track. All right. And then finally, point number five. The last thing that we can learn from this text that I'd like to share is this. Moses came down from Mount Sinai and gave to the people what God had given to him. Here's what this means. You and I cannot give what we do not have. We can't give what we have not received. And the way we receive it is when we listen and allow God to speak into our lives. Read with me the last couple verses in your sermon listening guide. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. Afterward, all the Israelites came near him, and he gave them all the commands the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. I want you to understand, Moses could tell the people about what's going on because Moses had received it. You and I need to receive it, and then we can give it. We can't give it if we've never received it. How do you get it? You got to go up, let God come down, lean into his favor, and let God speak into your heart. Circle the word radiant. it says that Moses' face was radiant. So, 3 weeks from today, we're going to be at the fairgrounds. And here's what I want to tell us all. Spend time on Mount Sinai before you go to the fairgrounds. Because radiance comes when you spend time in the Lord's presence, and then you get among people. So people will see things in your life, and I'm grateful to be a part of a church family that I can look at people and they radiate. They're just different in a good way. I mean, you see the smile, you see the joy. They're even having a hard time in life, but there's something about their life that's attractive. You know what that is? It's the radiance of God living in and through them. And so Moses comes down, and people see his face, and it's radiating. There's something different about him. You know what it was? He'd just been in the presence of the living God, who spoke a covenant into his life. He's like on fire. He's excited. He found a life purpose. And so Moses shares with the people what he himself had received. And of course, his face is radiant. I trust that as we go to the fairgrounds, our faces will radiate. It's something that we don't do ourselves. God just does it through us. You know why? We're his presence on the fairgrounds. So here's a couple quotes about number five. In sharing how God is changing our lives, we find the lives of others changed as well. So once you experience a changed life and you share it, it's going to change somebody else's life. That's how it works. We receive it first. We get set free from our past, and then we tell other people how they can be set free. Here's another one. The truth will set you free, but not until it is finished with you. What does that mean? Truth liberates us on the inside. But truth is going to hang around until we get freer and freer. So we're all in this journey, and it takes a while, and that's okay. And here's the final quote for this one. The function of freedom is to free someone else. What is that saying? When you get free on the inside, you can then tell somebody else how to get free. And that's how God uses people. We experience it, and then we share it with others, and they can become free as well. Final slide, here it is. Our mission is to help people get free of their past so they can live out their God-ordained destiny going forward. That's our mission as a people and as a church. We just want to help people get free so that they can go into the land of Canaan that God has prepared for them. Moses went up. God came down. Moses leaned into favor. We can't earn it. We believe it. We have to receive it and accept it. God spoke to Moses. He said, Moses, this is what I want to do with your life. Moses gave God ear time. What have you got for me today? And then number five, once Moses received it, I mean, God did amazing things, spoke to him in a very personal way. He comes down and he shares it with all the people. And that's what you and I do. We share what we learned in God's presence with the people around us. And you know what the end result is? People can get freed from their past so that they can live the destiny of God's ordained purpose going forward. That's our mission in life. We first have to receive it, and then we give it, and that's the excitement of living on mission with God. So I want to close in prayer, and I want to tell you what I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for all of us, and maybe there's somebody here. I want to give every person here an opportunity to receive Christ into your life if you've never done that, so that you can get free of your past. And if he's already in your life, we're going to recommit ourselves. Say, God, just continue to help me in my journey because I want to be a Moses to share with other people how they can be set free of their past. Let's bow for prayer. I'm going to pray a simple prayer, and you can pray it after me if you like, silently. Father in heaven, thank you that you love me. You've chosen me. You've selected me. I'm a candidate of grace. Forgive me of all my sins, trying to do life apart from you. I believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again, and he's alive forevermore. Right now, by faith, I open the door of my heart and I invite Jesus Christ into my life. I ask him to be my Savior. I ask him to be my Lord from this moment forward and set me free of my past so that I can live the God-ordained future to fulfill the destiny of my calling. Or Father, there may be some who already know Christ, and I just pray that as we recommit ourselves to you, you will take us, work with us, guide us and direct us, and make us into a Moses to be a mouthpiece to hurting lives around us. We ask this in your name. With heads bowed and eyes closed, did anybody ask Jesus into your heart for the first time? If you did, put your hand up. Anybody here? For the first time, you say, you know, I just received him into my life. Lord, thank you that you're such a gracious God. And I pray for all of us here that as we spend time in your presence, You will speak an assignment, a covenant, a pledge, a promise into each of our lives of how you want to use us. And when we understand and embrace that, make us like Moses to share the truth that we have learned with people around us so that they too can get freed from their past to live the God-ordained destiny you have purposed for their life. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.